I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Arab Spring and the Eurozone debt crisis have collided mightily in Greece. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says Greece is the entry point into Europe. The trouble is, the influx of refugees has given rise to a neo-Nazi sentiment.
Slightly more than 10% of the voting public have voted for this party. And the main reason is because it is taking advantage of the frustration that exists among Greek people because of the economic conditions. And it's always preferable to blame outsiders rather than to look at what the country has done in the past.
AMG's been responding to the basic needs of the refugees with food, medicine, and shelter. Next, a Baptist Haiti Mission self-help project called Mountain Made combines the strengths of passion, faith, and empowerment. Director Rob Baker explains.
Church members that have crafts and products that they are able to make. We would like to sell them for them so that they would have the income.
It started small, but as these things happen, it's grown to include a bakery, a cabinetry shop, and a small nursery. It's also got a gospel vision.
That's not just a job for income, but it's really also a ministry that they have.
And most of the Bible is stories. 80% of the world prefers oral communication over print, which is why storytellers have become a huge part of the gospel movement. But storytelling is a skill, so who teaches the teachers? Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a 5-day seminar June 4th through the 8th in Boise, Idaho, to do just that. Participants become certified story practitioners. Early registration ends May 30th. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.